Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today Mesecha Sukka, Daf Mem Test, the fourth parak, Lulav Varava. So the three daps are going to focus on number one. The Gemara brings sources that the Shisin, into which the libations flowed, existed from the beginning of creation. Rabbi Baruch Hanan said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Shisin, Meshishes Emei Breishes Nivru. The Shisin have existed since the 6 days of creation. This is alluded in the Pasuk, Chamukah Yerechai Chamochalayim, Maaseh Dei Uman. Your concealed flanks are like jewels, the handiwork of a master craftsman. Chamukah Yerechayich, your concealed flanks, allude to the shisin that are at the foot, the yerech of the mizbeach, and the words kamochalayim are like jewels, teaches that they are mechulalim yordin ahed tahom, hollow and descend to the depths. The word, the handiwork of a master craftsman, is referring to the handiwork of the craftsmanship of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It was taught in the Academy of Rabbi Shmuel. The Torah begins with the word breishis, al tikra breishis ela barashis. Don't pronounce it breishis in the beginning, but rather barashis, he created shis. Another breisa disputes this, maintaining that the shisin were man-made excavation. Point number two is taught in a breisa. B'shoshidvarim gadol gemilos chasadim yosim minat staka. Acts of kindness are greater than staka in three matters. Staka b'mamonu, gemilos chasadim ben mekufu b'mamonu. Staka is only done with one's money. Gemilos chasadim are performed both with his body and with his money. Rashi brings the examples of a hesped for a mace, being mesameh chachasin, or escorting a friend on a trip. Number two, tztak l'anim, gemilos chasadim ben l'anim ben l'ashirim. Tztak is given only to the poor, whereas gemilos chasadim are performed for both the poor and the rich. And number three, tztak l'chaim, gemilos chasadim ben l'chaim ben l'mesim. Tztak is only performed for the living, whereas gemilos chasadim are performed for both the living and the dead. And point number three, Rav Elazar said, what is meant by that which is written in the pasuk? Pia pascha b'chochma v'soras chesed oloshona. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the Torah of kindness is upon her tongue. Now, is there a Torah of chesed and a Torah that's not chesed? Rather, the distinction is that Torah learned for its own sake is referred to as a Torah of Chesed, whereas Torah learned Shaloishma, not for its own sake, is not referred to as a Torah of Chesed. There are those that say that the distinction is as follows. Torah lelamda zoi Torah shel Chesed. Shelo lelamda zoi Torah she'eino shel Chesed. Torah that is learned with the intention of teaching it to others is referred to as a Torah of Chesed. However, Torah that is learned without the intention of teaching it to others is considered a Torah that is not of Chesed. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara brings sources that the Shisin, into which the libations flowed, existed from the beginning of creation. Rabbi Baruch Hanan said, in the name of Yochanan, Shisin, Meshesheh Tzimei Breishis Nibru. The Shisin have existed since the 6 days of creation. This is alluded in the Pasuk, Chamukah Yerechai Kamochalayim, Maasidei Uman. Your concealed flanks are like jewels, the handiwork of a master craftsman. Chamukah Yerechayich, your concealed flanks, alludes to the shisin. They're at the foot, the yerech of the mizbeach. And the words, kamochalayim, are like jewels, teaches that they are muhulalim v'yordin ad ha-tahom, hollow and descend to the depths. The words, the handiwork of a master craftsman, is referring to the handiwork of the craftsmanship of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It was taught in the Academy of Rav Shmuel. The Torah begins with the word breishis, al tikra breishis ela barashis. Do not pronounce it breishis in the beginning, but rather barashis. He created shis. Another breisa disputes this, maintaining that the shisim were man-made excavation. Point number two is taught in a breisa, b'shoshet varim gadol gemilos chasadim yosim minat staka. Gemilos chasadim are greater than staka in three matters. Staka b'mamona gemilos chasadim ben begufo ben b'mamona. Staka is done only with one's money. Gemilos chasadim are performed both with his body and with his money. Rashi brings the examples of giving a hesped for a mace, being mesameh chochasin, or escorting a friend on a trip. Number two, staka l'anim gemilos chasadim ben l'anim ben l'ashirim. Staka is only given to the poor, whereas gemilos chasadim are performed for both the poor and the rich. And number three, tztak l'chaim, gemilos chasadim ben l'chaim ben l'mesim. Staka is only performed for the living, whereas gemilos chasadim are performed for both the living and the dead. And point number three, Rabbi Elazar said, what is meant by that which is written, the pasuk, pia pascha b'chochma v'soras chesed oloshona? She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the Torah of kindness is upon her tongue. Now, is there a Torah of chesed and a Torah that's not chesed? Ela Torah l'shma, Zoi Torah shel Chesed. Rather, the distinction is that the Torah learned for its own sake is referred to as a Torah of Chesed, whereas Torah learned shelo lishma, not for its own sake, is not referred to as a Torah of Chesed. There are those who say the distinction is as follows: Torah lelamda zoi Torah shel Chesed, shelo lelamda zoi Torah she'eino shel Chesed. Torah that is learned with the intention of teaching it to others is referred to as a Torah of Chesed. However, Torah that is learned without the intention of teaching it to others is considered a Torah that is not of Chesed. All right, so now we go to our Simon Daf Mem Test, and our standard Simon is meat, and we use a butcher. So here goes. The butcher of Breishis meats, who used a picture of the Shisin for his logo, sponsored Chalon for the Bachrim who did acts of kindness because they were greater than Tzedakah, and he made sure to always teach others what he had learned. Once again, in slow motion. The butcher of Breshi's meats. Butcher, meats? That must mean one dove. Memtes. The butcher of Breshi's meats, who used a picture of the Shisin for his logo, which reminds us the Gemara brings sources that the Shisin into which the libations flowed exists from the beginning of creation. It was taught in the Kamar of Ishmael. The Torah begins with the word Breshi's, Altikra Breshi's, Elo Barashis. Do not pronounce it Breshi's in the beginning, but rather Barashis. He created Shis. Another Braisa disputes is maintaining that the Shisin were man-made excavations. So the butcher of Breshi's meats, who used a picture of the Shisin for his logo, sponsored Chalon for the Bachrim who did acts of Chesed, because they were greater than Tzedakah. Which reminds us, Gemilas Chosanim are greater than Tzedakah in three matters. One, Tzedakah is only done with one's money, whereas Gemilas Chosanim are done with one's body and with one's money. Two, Tzedakah is only given to the poor, whereas Gemilas Chosanim are performed for both the poor and the rich. And number three, Tzedakah is only performed for the living, whereas Gemilas Chosanim are for both the living and the dead. So the butcher of Breshi's meats, who used a picture of the Shisin for his logo, sponsored Chon for the Bachrim who did acts of Chesed, because they were greater than Tzedakah. And he made sure to always teach others what he had learned. Which reminds me, we have two different pshatim what the words Torah's Chesed mean in the Pasuk Pia Pascha B'chachma, but Torah's Chesed Aloshona. One pshat is that Torah learned Lishma is referred to as Torah's Chesed, where Torah learned Shelo Lishma is not Torah's Chesed. The other pshat is that Torah that is learned with the intention of teaching to others is referred to as a Torah B'chesed. However, a Torah that's learned without the intention of teaching it to others is considered a Torah that is not of Chesed. So once again, the butcher of Breshi's meats, he used a picture of the Shisin for his logo, sponsored Chon for the Bachrim who did acts of Chesed, because they were greater than Tzedakah, and he made sure to always teach others what he had learned. All right, now it's time for a four blot back Chazara. Daf Mem Hei. So the Zimmer Daf Mem Hei is Monopoly. So here goes. The festive Monopoly board, Monopoly, that must be one Daf Mem Hei, Ma, Monopoly. The festive Monopoly board that featured 11 Amma Aravos placed around it, which reminds us that 11 Amma Aravos were brought and stood up around the Mizbeach, so they would be leaning over the Mizbeach and Amma. This implies that they're placed on the Yesod of the Mizbeach, because if they're placed on the ground, they would need to incline two Ammos. Given that the Mizbeach was 9 Ammos high and had two protrusions of an Amma each for the Yesod and the Soba, which would mean the Aravos would surely touch the roof of the Mizbeach. So the festive Monopoly board that featured 11 Amma Aravos placed around it was brought out only on Isru Chag, which reminds Rabbi Abba taught that the source which teaches that the Aravos must rise above the Mizbech is the Pasuk Isru Chag Ba'avosim Ad Karnos HaMizbech. We also learn from that Pasuk, Kol Ose Isru Chag Ba'achil Oshtia Mal Ba'kazv Kilo Ban Mizbech Ba'hikru of Carbon. Whoever joins the Chag to eating and drinking, the Pasuk regards him as if he built HaMizbech and brought a carbon on it. Some say this refers to Isru Chag. So the festive Monopoly board that featured 11 Amma Aravos placed around it was brought out only on Isru Chag for the 36 best-behaved children to play with in turns. Which reminds us, when Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, Re'isi b'nei aliyah behen mu'atin, I've seen the people of the highest level and they are few, he was referring to those, the mistakli b'aspaklari ha-me'ira, that view the Shekhinah through a clear screen, as opposed to the 18,000 rows of tzaddikim standing before Kodesh Baruch Hu, who do not, and even the lamed vav tzaddikim that receive the Shekhinah every day, who do see through aspaklari ha-me'ira, they need to enter with permission, whereas Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is referring to those who may enter without permission. Daf Mem Vav, so the simmer Daf Mem Vav is a cow. So here goes. The cowboy who loved to ring his cow's cowbell, cow, that must be worn duff, memvav. The cowboy who loved to ring his cow's cowbell every time he made a bracha when he entered the sukkah, which reminds us the Gemara challenged Rabbi Yochanan's ruling that a bracha is recited in the sukkah on all 7 days, based on a brisa of the Tod that when one enters the sukkah during the chag to sit in it, he makes the bracha of Leishe B'sukkah, and once he's recited his bracha on the first day of the chag, he doesn't recite the bracha on the subsequent days. The Gemara answers that the question of whether a bracha on the sukkah is recited all 7 days is dependent on a machlokas tanaim regarding tefillin. According to Rebbe, one recites a bracha every time one puts on tefillin, which could be multiple times in a single day. Similarly, Rabbi Yochanan holds that although all 7 days of sukkahs are regarded as one long day, since the sukkah obligation is day and night, one recites brachas all 7 days. So the cowboy who loved to ring his cow's cowbell every time he made a bracha when he entered the sukkah started ringing it repeatedly when he saw his lulav, tefillin, and tallis in there too. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa, if there are many mitzvahs before a person to be performed, which Rashi explains could mean one is ready to take off lulav, dwell in a sukkah, put on tefillin, and wrap himself in a tallis, he recites a bracha v'tzivanu aha mitzvahs. Rabbi Yudah said that he recites a bracha over each and every mitzvah individually. Rabbi Yudah's reason is based on the pasuk, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, which is coming to say, B'chol Yom V'Yom, Tenu Me'in Birchosav, on every single day, given the bracha appropriate for that day. Here too, with regard to various mitzvahs, B'chol Davar V'Davar, Tenu Me'in Birchosav, for each and every mitzvah, give him the appropriate bracha for that matter, and do not group the brachas together. So the cowboy loved to ring his cow's cowbell every time he had a bracha when he entered the sukkah, started ringing it repeatedly when he saw his lulav, tefillin, and tallis in there too, and got so distracted he accidentally took a bite out of his esrog when he wasn't allowed to. Which reminds Reish Lakish holds regarding an esrog l'mitzvasa iskatzai. An esrog was set aside only for the performance of the mitzvah. As soon as one concludes the mitzvah, the esrog may be eaten on the seventh day. Rabbi Yochanan holds the kuyoma iskatzai. The esrog was set aside for the entire day, since the esrog was prohibited. When the day began, it remains prohibited the entire day, and so I mutter to eat on the eighth day. Daf Mem Zayin. So the simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. To make it through the sukkahs, escape the maze. Maze? That must be more Daf Mem Zayin. To make it through the sukkahs, escape the maze, participants in the diaspora had to all agree whether they should sit in the sukkah on the eighth day, which reminds us of the machlokes regarding dwelling in a sukkah in Galus on the eighth day, that is possibly the seventh day. In the Gemara's second interpretation of the machlokes, everybody agrees that we do not recite the bracha of Leisha B'sukkah. They only disagree with respect to dwelling in the sukkah on the eighth day. So to make it through the sukkahs, escape the maze, participants in the diaspora had to all agree whether they should sit in the sukkah on the eighth day, while making a Shachianu and Shemini Atzeres, and not on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan said we recited Shachianu and Shemini Atzeres, but not on the seventh day of Pesach. There are those who explain that Shemini Atzeres is considered a separate holiday, Shorechot B'Shol Shedvarim, because it's different from the 7 days of sukkahs that proceed in three ways, with Sukkah, Luv, and Nisach HaMayim. When the Gemara said Shvi'i Shel Pesach should require Shachianu as well, since it's different from the first day of Pesach, in that there's no mitzvah to eat matzah like the first night, it answers that while it's different from the first night of Pesach, it's not different from the first day of Pesach, when there is no chiyuv to eat matzah, as opposed to Shemini Atzeres, which is different even from the first day. So, to make it through the sukkahs, escape the maze, participants in the diaspora had to all agree whether they should sit in the sukkah on the eighth day, while making a Shachianu and Shemini Atzeres, and not in Shvi'i Shel Pesach, and then sleep in sleeping bags and tarry overnight. Which reminds us, the Gemara questions Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Shemini Atzeres requires lina based on a brisa that Rabbi Yehuda said that Pesach Sheni should not require lina, since the pasuk upanisa b'boker b'halachta b'halacha, you may turn back in the morning and go to your tents, is juxtaposed in the next pasuk, sheishes yamim tocha matzahs, for 6 days you shall eat matzahs. Only that which requires an observance of 6 days requires lina. So the Gemara suggests that this would also exclude Shemini Atzeres. But then it answers that it only excludes Pesach Sheni, which is similar to Pesach Rishon. Rashi says that since the Pesach discusses Pesach, the exclusion is only to another Pesach-like holiday. Daf Memches. So the Simmer Daf Memches is Brainiacs. So here goes. The Brainiacs. That must be more in Daf Memches. The Brainiacs, who tried to predict whether their neighbors in the next sukkah would still be singing V'samachta B'chagecha on the eighth day, which reminds us, the Gemara asks for the source for rejoicing on the eighth day, given that the chiyuv of simcha is stated explicitly only with regard to the 7 days of sukkahs, as it's written, Chag HaSukkahs Ta'aselecha, make for yourself a festival of sukkahs for 7 days, and next with the pasuk states, V'samachta B'chagecha, you shall rejoice in your chag. And the Gemara answers, there was taught in a braisa that in reference to the rejoicing of sukkahs, it's written, V'ayisa Ach Sameach, and you shall be nothing but joyous, V'rabos Leil Yom Tava Achron. This comes to include the final night of Yantav, meaning Shemini Atzeres, in the rejoicing of the previous 7 days. So the Brainiacs, who tried to predict whether their neighbors in the next sukkah would still be singing V'samachta B'chagecha on the eighth day, based on their trumpet blowing frequency for the tune of Ushaftim Maim B'sasam the first 7 days, which reminds the Gemara seeks a source for the blowing of the chatzotzros, the trumpets, when they returned with the water from the shulach for the Nisach HaMaim. And Ravena said, for it states in the pasuk, Ushaftim Maim B'sasam Yimanei Yeshua, and showed water with rejoicing from the wellsprings of salvation. The Gemara then brings an incident with a heretic named Sasam. So the Brainiacs, who tried to predict whether their neighbors in the next sukkah would still be singing V'samachta B'chagecha on the eighth day, based on the trumpet blowing frequency for the tune of Ushaftim Maim B'sason the first 7 days, also tested the damaging limits of smoke absorption in water and wine, and smoke inhalation in sacrificial birds. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, all who ascend the ramp to the Mizbech ascend toward the right, go around the Mizbech, and then ascend on the left side of the ramp, except for one who ascends for 3 things, who would ascend the ramp toward the left, and then after performing the task, descend the way they had come down. The 3 things are Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin, Ba'oza Uf, K'sharibsa B'mizrach, the water libation, the wine libation, and the blood of the bird ola, when there are too many bird olas, and thus too many kohanim on the east side of the Mizbech. Rashi explains that these items might be adversely affected from the smoke of the Mizbech if the Kohen took the regular route around the Mizbech, which is more than 100 amas long. Water and wine might absorb the smoke and become possible, and the bird ola might die. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.